Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the wonderful blessings of God. Thank you for the owner's manual, the word that we have. I'm so grateful for this owner's manual, Lord. I'm thankful that this book tells us who we are, what we can do, power we have over the enemy, and what you've done for us on the cross, and that we can live the abundant life when we read and learn this book. Lord, thank you that we're sons and daughters of the King, and you didn't leave this earth and left us powerless, but you left us your name. And with the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can get mighty things done for the kingdom of God. I praise you and thank you for this day. Now, bless the word as it goes out today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, this week we're talking about the places in the scriptures where it talks about what we can do in the name of Jesus. Now, it took me a lot of years to realize that I had this mighty name to use, and it was given to me where I can use the name of Jesus to walk holy before God, to walk in over power over the enemy, to walk in power over sickness and disease. And I don't have to be sick anymore. I don't have to yield to the devil no more. I don't have to walk in his kingdom no more because I have the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, great and mighty things has happened and will happen, as we're confirming here from Scripture what has happened. And I'm going to continue on now. Right now we're in Acts chapter 8. We've just come past chapter 7 where Stephen was stoned for serving the Lord. Now, it's amazing that as Stephen went about doing signs and miracles and wonders, and they stoned him and killed him. It's amazing that the devil is doing everything he can through mankind to get inside of men so he can kill other men. He wants to take you out. So you got to realize you're in a war. So you need to prepare for war. Because when we go to Acts chapter 8, we'll see there that Saul, which was fixing to become Paul, one of the great apostles, but Saul, here he was consenting unto the death of Stephen. He had just watched them stone Stephen to death, and he thought he was serving God. And it says, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. So if you're in a church that's doing something good for Jesus, you're leading people into the kingdom, you're producing signs and miracles and wonders in the name of Jesus, I can assure you the devil's going to come against you. So get ready for it. It's just a fact of life. Just like they did here in Jerusalem, they came against the church because there was a great persecution against the church, which is at Jerusalem. And it says here that this great persecution, and because of it, they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And it says, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. Now, of course, he had just been stoned. And it says, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling or men and women, committing them to prison. Just think, here is the great apostle Paul. That here he is still called Saul, and he's going into the homes and getting people and calling and hauling them out and putting them in jail if they're just Christians. Now, these are men and women. He said the men and the women, he committed them to prison. Now, isn't that amazing? The devil, what the devil can do, even when he's inside of a man like Saul, which was later to become Paul, the great apostle. It says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now, of course, if you got Jesus in you, because of the persecution, you go somewhere else. If Jesus Christ is in you, and he's really in you, and especially if you've had the privilege to walk in signs and miracles and wonders, you're going to have to tell people about the best thing that ever happened to you. And you'll go preach the word. Then it says, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, wait a minute. See, now here is what brings people to Christ. When you go and do things in faith in the name of Jesus, it doesn't make any difference if it was Stephen or Philip or whoever it was, that when you preach there, the things which Philip spoke, they were hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So he was taking the name of Jesus, and he was doing great things. And let's look at Acts chapter 8, verse 7, and see what he was doing. It says, for unclean spirits. Now, these are evil spirits. It says, these unclean spirits were crying with loud voices, coming out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Now, this man obviously is filled with the Holy Ghost and power. I personally have never seen a person with cerebral palsy instantly healed. And I have seen some lame people healed. I've seen that several times. In fact, I was just down in Louisiana just a few months ago, and there was a man brought to me there, and he was on the front row, and he had both legs straight out. And when after a couple of hours of teaching, I went over and asked him what his problem was, and he said that a tractor had run over his knees about 2 years ago, and that the doctor said he would never walk again. I said, but sir, do you believe that Jesus can heal you? He said, absolutely, I know Jesus can do anything. I said, well, that's the kind of faith the king is looking for. I said, in John 14, 13 and 14, Jesus made us a double whammy back to back, saying anything we asked or anything we demanded in the name of Jesus, the Father would do it for us. So I said, why don't we take that verse and let's ask the Father in Jesus' name to heal and restore your crushed knees and believe that you can walk. He said, I believe that. I said, okay, Jesus said it, that's good enough for us. So I laid my hands on that man's knees. I took those two promises and the name of Jesus. Now, I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to be merciful to his son, is here and heal and restore those knees that a tractor had run over nearly 2 years ago and completely heal those knees and make those ever whit whole. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done because it's written in your word. I said, now, brother, do you believe God? He said, I believe. I said, good. I said, pull your bitch's leg up and take those braces off your legs and throw them down and let's stand and walk in the name of Jesus. So the man raised his bitch's legs up. He pulled those things that he had, that his britches laid up, and took that steel that was under his pants. He took it all off. And then I told him, I said, now then, stand up and walk in the name of Jesus. He reached up and took my hand, and I lifted him up just like Peter and John did, that man we talked about earlier this week. I told him to rise and walk in the name of Jesus. The man rose up. Whenever I lifted him up and he stood up, his knees bent a little bit, and the first thing he said was, oh, my goodness, it hurts. I told him, I said, I know the devil will make it hurt. But I said, don't you dare believe that devil. I said, walk in the name of Jesus. And I give him a jerk, and I said, come on, take a step. And he took a step, and I give him another little tug. I said, take another step, and he took a second one. I said, come on, take another one. And by this time, he took the third step. I turned him loose. I said, now, in the name of Jesus Christ, walk. And I turned him loose, and I said, you're on your own. And he started walking toward the podium, which was only about 5 or 6 steps away. But he walked around the podium 3 times and then broke and ran to the back of the church and all the way back to the front, screaming, God is awesome. God is awesome. Well, let me tell you. The name of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, he glorified his son Jesus one more time. By faith, we took the name of Jesus and we saw this man completely healed. Just like these things happen here in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is still going on to those that believe. And whenever it happens, it'll happen just like it was here. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 8, it says there was great joy in that city. But then it says there was a certain man called Simon, which beforehand in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Now, this man had a devil in him, a demon in him, and he was doing signs and wonders. but he was contributing the power to himself instead of to the Father. And so it says here that, and to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip's preaching, the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now then, here, when a man of God comes in with the name of Jesus Christ, and people repent and get baptized, both men and women, including Simon, the sorcerer, he himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now then, even the man that was controlled by the devil, when he saw the true signs and miracles and wonders, he was absolutely awestruck. And verse 14 says, now when the apostles which were of Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto him Peter and John, who when they came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you got to remember here, you've got to have this baptismal power of the Holy Ghost. Just like in the book of Acts here, these people, once they had received Jesus, and even though they'd been baptized in the name of Jesus, they still didn't have any power. But they hadn't received the infilling or baptismal power of the Holy Ghost. So, when they were asked, have you received the Holy Ghost? They said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. Well, you see, that's the way the enemy's doing us today. He's doing the same thing to us. I was raised up in a traditional, denominational church that does not believe in the Holy Ghost power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we never saw any miracles and signs and wonders. I didn't know there was such thing available. I don't think we ever saw an answer to prayer that we could contribute totally, completely to an answer to prayer, or at least very few, because we didn't know who we are, what we could do. We didn't know about the Holy Ghost. And so finally, when you get a hold of this and you begin to believe God and you read this book and you start getting away from the traditions of men and start believing what the Word says, you find out, hey, you can do great and mighty things once you ask the Father in the name of Jesus for Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and power and to use you in a mighty way to produce signs and miracles and wonders in His name. When you believe that, He will do that. And after you believe that and begin to see the Lord do these great, mighty signs and miracles and wonders, you can't never be the same after that. I'd like to ask you if you'd like to have any of our teaching. They're free. We'll send you audio and video teachings. We've got many over the last several years of our healing schools. We teach a healing school in the Dallas-Justin area, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it's listed on our website. We have two healing schools a month, and we've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people healed in those healing schools over the last 6-7 years. So those are there, and also all of our material is free. If you like it, call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go to us on the web at www.tlsm.org and praise the Lord Jesus Christ.